So why does strategy matter in business?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. In fact, I believe this is the 650th episode of Brian J. Pombo Live, if you can believe that. You can go back and check out older episodes on YouTube or wherever you happen to be watching or listening to this. Also, we have an archive which got interrupted last year, but we'll be soon back in place over at brianjpombo.com. You should be able to see most of the episodes, if not every episode, back over there, at least eventually. Stay tuned for that. So, why do strategies matter? Yesterday we talked about principles, and principles are pretty clear. I mean, principles matter in life. If you believe that principles exist, which I haven't met anyone that doesn't believe that they exist on some level, that there are certain rules that the universe runs by, you know, whether you call that theological or scientific or what have you, there are certain things that kind of hold everything together. When it comes to strategy, it's not something that is often taught in school or discussed hardly at all. We learn a whole lot about principles and about rules and about things that exist or don't exist. But we don't talk a whole lot about strategy. And what is strategy? I'll give you my most simplest definition. Strategy is the process you go by to plan your how you're going to take the principles or gain the vision that you have via principles. You have a vision for your business, you have a vision for what you're doing in life. Strategy is the game plan to get there. It's the game plan to achieve your dreams and goals and everything else that you aspire to in life. So how do we go about doing this? How do you draft out a strategy? The main thing is to have the intent to have it. You have to have the intent to draw something out, to have somewhat of a game plan, with the idea that it's flexible. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, a lot of people who run things, if you're just the executive of a large company, a lot of times you'll be much more spontaneous and you don't want to be held down by rules and regulations and a very specific game plan. But the game plan is more just, it's just the plan. It doesn't mean that's what actually is going to happen. This is just an initial first draft, is what how I like to look at it, a first draft of where we'd like to go in the most ideal scenario, with what we know of everything that's on the ground and what our obstacles are going to be, what we know from right now, where we're going to go from here to get from point A to point B. That's what the game plan is all about. That's what strategy is. Doesn't mean it doesn't change. It totally changes. It needs to change. This is why I don't just come in and build a strategic plan for a company and then we're done. You know, that isn't, I don't just get paid once. It's an ongoing thing. Strategy is an ongoing, growing thing. Unlike principles, which are pretty solid, and the vision, which tends to stay pretty solid, the strategy is always changing, but it changes slower than the day-to-day tactics. The strategy is what helps tell you what to do next. It's kind of the how of the whole thing. This is how we're going to go about doing things. This is how we plan to do it or not to do it. And you change that as you go along. But you got to have something that you're working off of to begin with so that you can have an agreement on where to go next. Okay. So If you look at, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm coming up with this analogy. Let's see if when it comes out of my mouth, it makes sense. You have a thing, but it's not completely solid because there's room in there for wiggle room. Even within the text, it says you could do it this way or you could do it that way. You go this way or that way with it. Also, just because of things that were left out, you've got wiggle room in there. Also, you have the amendment process, which allows you to change anything in the Constitution. It takes a lot to get an amendment passed, but you can change anything in the Constitution to mean something else. The Constitution is very much a strategy. That strategic plan is based off of the principles that is for the most part is in the Declaration of Independence. That's your principle, is the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution is more of the strategic plan. This is where we're going for now, and when we find things that need to change, we change it. You know, oh, you know, we didn't mention we don't like slavery. Let's add that in there. You know, women don't have an explicit ability to vote. Let's put that in there, so on and so forth. Then you have the laws of the country, and the laws are completely tactical. They can change at any time. They go this way or that way, but they need to be based on the Constitution. They need to be based on the Constitution, which is based on the principles of the Declaration of Independence. When you start messing around with that process and that level of importance, and you go in the opposite direction, you just make a law about anything, and then you try and change the Constitution to fit it, and then you hopefully can finagle the principles to fit what the law that you wanted, it doesn't work as well. And we tend to get into problems if we go the wrong direction with that. I'm not getting into a political thing here. It's just an example of principles, strategies, tactics. We're going to talk more about why tactics are necessary and how to handle tactics a lot better tomorrow. Strategy is a plan that's in place, a longer-term plan in place that helps you decide how the what's, the where, and the when's of how to accomplish what you want out of your business. And most companies just do not have a cohesive strategy that everyone's on board with. And this is one of the main things that I do when I come in is I help companies to be able to not just have an executive strategy, but to be able to translate that executive strategy beyond to the entire company. So every level, every sector of the company ought to have their own version or know what the whole company's strategy is. What is their long-term plan? Where are they going? What's the point of the whole thing, you know? And what's our goal? If that all makes sense, hopefully it does. You can find out more about business strategy over at my website, brianjpombo.com, and you can also get yourself your very own kind of step-by-step concept of how to build a strategy. My book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get your own free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back tomorrow talking about tactics. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.